dictation for Walter Hosmer, H-O-S-M-E-R, December 12, 43. Mr. Hosmer, 81-year-old gentleman, new patient dialysis at ALMA, A-L-M-A, has end-stage renal disease from diabetic nephropathy, left-sided AV fistula, came from Lansing, on dialysis for about 1.5 years, lives in Ithaca with a wife and daughter. He says to be feeling well, no nausea, vomiting, appetite is good, no dysphagia, no heartburn, no abdominal pain, apparently normal bowel movements, in the soft side but no bleeding, minimal amount of urine but no infection, cloudiness of blood, no major edema, denies claudication symptoms, denies ulcers, has all his toes, uses a walker, no falls, denies having chest pain or palpitations, does not use oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, denies any localized pain. He fell out of bed like 10 days ago, did not lose consciousness, no focal deficit, did not go to the emergency room. There are few scabs scratching from the fall on the left elbow. Next paragraph, he mentions long-term history of diabetes, hypertension, a pacemaker about 4 or 5 years ago, atrial fibrillation, exposed to Eliquis and Imipramine. He denies the event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TAS, stroke, or seizures. He denies coronary artery disease. He's not aware of congestive heart failure, no rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no heart murmurs, no liver disease. He's not aware of anemia, blood transfusion. He still has his prostate, denies kidney stone, gout, denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, very brief, remote history of smoking, no alcohol. Next paragraph, he's pressing medications, includes Imipramine, Lipitor, Eliquis, insulin Lentas and Novoloc, magnesium replacement, Metoprolol, apparently Renvela, but he only takes one a meal, not 3 times a day. That needs to be double checked. Next paragraph. He's not aware of allergies. We are going to double check that information. Next paragraph, review system. As indicated above, otherwise is negative. He's dialyzing for 3.5 hours. His target weight 76.5. Fluid removal is around 2 liters. Blood pressure before dialysis in the upper side, 140s, 160s, over 70s and 90s. Frequent low blood pressure during dialysis, 80s, 90s, over 40s and 50s. By the time he goes home, is 120s, 130s, over 70s. Left-sided AV fistula. We are using a 180 kidney, 16 gauge needles with a blood flow of 350, presently a 2 potassium bath. Decreased hearing, normal speech, no respiratory distress, normal eye movements, no expressive aphasia dysarthria, lungs distant clear, pacemaker on the left upper chest, appears regular, no pericardial rap, no significant murmurs, some overweight of the abdomen without ascites, tenderness or masses, no palpable liver spleen, no gross peripheral edema, no gross focal deficit, no rigidity, no tremors. Next paragraph. Chemistries have been drawn today. From Lansing, I see an A1C 6.7 back in July last year. A prior phosphorus of 5, calcium 8.5 with a PTH 297, albumin 3.7, a KTB 1.8, anemia 10.6, Next paragraph, assessment and plan. End-stage renal disease, diabetic nephropathy, the last 1.5 years. Awaiting new labs, but appears to have good clearance, continued pressing regimen, time, flows, kidney size, recent prior electrolyte acid base normal, prior calcium phosphorus nutrition normal, prior PTH in the 200-400s, appears to be well-controlled diabetes, questions and memory issues, exposed to magnesium, check levels, consider discontinue that. He's negative for hepatitis B. Briefly discussion of home dialysis options. Peritoneal dialysis. He is looking for a primary care, considering PACE, P-A-C-E. Frequent low blood pressure during dialysis and prior exposure to midodrine. Further advice to follow enter dictation.